welcome to the Gregor Podcast. Are you looking for a better pre-owned buying experience? Lakewood Chev has certified pre-owned vehicles that are fully inspected, warrantied by General Motors, and have a 30-day exchange privilege. Check it out, Lakewood Chev. Welcome back to the show. Longtime beat reporter for the Dallas Stars, Mike Kaika, and he has had a front row seat for one of the biggest disappointments of any team in the NHL this year, the Dallas Stars, who last year led the West with 109 points, and many people felt like, okay, the Stars, they're going to be a really good team again. Now, they had some injuries for sure, but Mike, for the second straight year, team defense and goaltending, definitely the weakness of this team.
Yeah, I wrote today, you can sit there and say it's the injuries, but if it was the injuries, they'd bring back the coaching staff and bring back the goalies, and I don't think there's any chance they do that on either of them. So that clearly shows that the problems go deeper than just who the two goalies are. I think it's just a structural problem of potentially leaning on too young of defense, a group of defensemen, and asking them to do too much, and then mixing it with two goalies whose numbers, you know, on their best days, they're probably middle of the pack. And so you look at that, and they are where they are. They're 29th in goals against and 30th in save percentage, and you can't win that way.
So how much of this, Jim Neal, I get, you know, he rolled the dice twice with both those goalies, and last year people were like, man, you got to make a change, and then they were unable to do it in the offseason. No doubt in your mind that there'll be drastic changes in between the pipes this summer?
Yeah, at least one. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've gone through all the numbers. You can buy both of them out. It'd probably be about $3.4 million for the next two seasons in cap hit, which is down from the $10.4 they're paying right now. So that would still give you about $6 million to work with. You know, my biggest thought is, okay, with the expansion draft coming and every team only being able to protect one goalie, there's some really good backups out there. And if you could trade for them before June 17th, that would be the first step in making this whole thing over. So if you could convince the Rangers to part with Antti Raanta, or, you know, go after one of the other young backups who might get lost in the expansion draft, I think that's a great first step. And then if you get that done, then you can ponder, okay, is a Scott Darling or a Ben Bishop available in an unrestricted free agency? And then, you know, then it'd kind of be worth it to pay $3.4 million to two goalies who weren't here for 2 years if you could make that big of a flip in 1 year.
Another issue, not issue, I guess, hearing some rumblings that Lindy Ruff's job could be a little bit in trouble. Can you give us a little bit more information about that?
Well, I don't think he's coming back. I mean, it's just us assuming. He is in the final year of his contract. He has not been extended. The entire coaching staff, other than Jeff Reese, are in the final years of their contract. So it just makes sense to me that there's no reason to extend any of them. You just say, hey, it's been nice. It's been 4 years. We gave it our best shot. And everybody goes on their happy way. They don't have to be fired or anything. And then you get into the coaching market with four or five other teams and see who's out there.
Now, a few other players, as I go over, you know, UFAs on this team. Patrick Sharp, injured right now, is going to have surgery. That's why he wasn't dealt at the deadline. Alish Hemsky, Yuri Hudler not being around. None of those guys are coming back, do you think, are they?
Well, it's interesting. There are some gaping holes in this team. They have six forwards, I think, who will be gone via free agency. If you count Korpikoski and Patrick Eves, who also departed at the trade deadline. So they do have some big holes there. They have some good young kids. But I do think that if a Patrick Sharp comes out of his surgery well and wants to sign a one-year deal the way Patrick Eves did last year, they would definitely be open to that. And then Hemsky loves it here, loves it in Dallas. And I think he'd love to stay. And I don't know what contract it would take for him to do it, but again, he's missed most of this year, so are we talking a one-year deal at $1 million or 1.5, and you know, could they structure that in such a way so that you know, you're not completely leaning on, you know, they've got some really good kids. Remy Ellie is going to play tonight He was Connor McDavid's linemate in junior hockey. He's a really good 21-year-old kid, but do you want him and Devin Shore and Brett Ritchie and, you know, go down the list? It's nice, but I think you do need some veteran players. And the veteran players you're most familiar with, like Sharp and Hemsky, might be better options than going out and getting somebody in free agency.
Mike Hyka from the Dallas Morning News, beat reporter for the Dallas Stars, joins us. Jim Nill's frustration level, Mike, I'm sure through this has to be pretty disappointing, especially where they were at last year. And the players, talking to them today, you know, guys like Jamie, Ben, you know, pretty obvious. You're around them a lot more than I am. But safe to say it's a very frustrating time for that group. And next year, Ben goes, you know, he has basically a $4 million cap hit increase. So the Stars, even though they buy some guys out, that's a pretty big chunk of their cap space taken right there just with Ben's new contract.
Yeah, and the way they've got it structured, though, Sharp made $5.9 million in cap hit this year, Hemsky $4 million, so they can eat that pretty well. So I think the way I'm looking at it right now, depending on what UFAs they get and what they get back in goalie buyout, they could have $20 million in cap space. So they certainly can make some moves. But, yeah, it's very frustrating for the players because, I mean, you look at a guy, you know, they went and wooed a guy like Jason Spezza. And now he's in here and he's like, well, what did I sign up for? I don't want to put words in somebody's mouth, but I think Johnny O'Dea was ecstatic to go back to Chicago. I think Jordy Benn is looking at Montreal going like, this is great. Because I think everybody thought that's what was going to happen in Dallas. And now you're in, you know, heading into the fifth year of this plan with potentially a new coaching staff, two new goalies, another defenseman maybe, a couple of, you know, switches up in the forward group. I mean, it's a franchise in transition at a time when it should be a franchise contending for a Stanley Cup. So, yeah, that's very frustrating, I think, to everybody from Jim Nill to Jamie Benn to, you know, the two goalies in net. It's not a fun team to be around right now.
Do you think with that much cap space there are any UFA defensemen that they would like to be targeting this summer?
Yeah, I think they I think they'll be in on Carl Alsner if he's available. You know, he's making 2.8 in Washington. If he wants a raise to around $5 million, I don't think he can fit into the Caps defense with that number. So I think they would be first in line. But it's tough. It's tough to find, you know, good solid defensemen who deserve $5 million a year because most teams are gonna, you know, they're gonna keep them. They're gonna find a way to sign them. But, yeah, I think Carl Alsner is on the top of that list. They also might be in the market to trade if a team says, okay, you know, we've got to restructure some of these, you know, $5 million deals. That's basically what they did with Chicago and Sharp. You know, they were sitting there with cap space when Chicago needed to make a move. And so they're a team that is eligible to do that. And then the other thing that's important is players like Sharp or good players who might be good defensemen have no trade clauses. And most of them will waive them to come to Dallas because they respect Jim Nill and they believe that you know, he can build a winner here.
Now, Julius Honka, is he their best prospect in the system right now? He's got 28 points in 43 games as a defenseman down in with the Texas Stars. He has played 10 games in the NHL this year. Is he a guy that you fully expect to be in Dallas next year?
Yeah, he's one of those. It's an interesting one where whatever the rules were with him coming out of Finland, he was able to play in the AHL as an 18-year-old.
Yeah.
So he's completing his third AHL season, has 200 AHL games, is 21 years old, and I think he's ready to be in the NHL next year. He's a right-handed shot, which also helps because Dallas is probably heavier on lefties. And so, yeah, if you ask me, I think he's in the opening night lineup next year.
Any other prospects you've talked to Jim Nill do you think will get a shot next year?
Yeah, well, you know, I think one of the great things about this season is that Devin Shore, who was kind of a tweener, they thought maybe he'd play half the year in the minors, played all the year in the NHL and is looking really good. Brett Ritchie is looking really good. I think guys like Jamel Smith and Remy Elie, who've gotten a cup of coffee up here, have looked good in their time. In fact, looked better in the NHL than they've looked in the AHL. They both have speed. They both have good defensive presence. So I think those guys are going to be in the mix. And then the other interesting wild cards in all this is Valeri Nichushkin could come back from Russia. Matthias Janmark had knee surgery, and he could be healthy to start next season. and guys like Dennis Gurianov could come out of the minors. So, you know, they've got a host of 21, 22-year-old forwards. It's just a question of how many 21, 22-year-old forwards can you have in the lineup at the same time.
Yeah, Gurianov was going to be my next question. He played, of course, drafted out of Russia. Is playing over in the American League this season down in Texas. And, you know, not earth-shattering numbers yet, but it's difficult for a lot of guys to adjust that North American ice style. What's the scouting report been on him as he adjusts to playing over here in Canada and the United States?
He's really smart and has good speed, a pretty big guy. The interesting thing, and this is, you know, I think more of the fans and the media are speculating all of this, is if Val comes back, would he want a friend? Would he want a partner? They don't have any other Russian in the organization than Gurianov. So would it be smart for the organization to have both Val and Gurianov up at the same time and possibly even on the same line, if that would help both of them assimilate to the United States, you know, a little bit better? So that's the wild card in that one. But because of there's some other players who are ahead of Gurianov in line, I think they would love to see him do the Devin Shore and say, okay, we're going to go half and half next season. And then if an injury opens the door, then great, he's ready to step up. But I think their plan would be to at least leave him in the AHL for half the season.
Mike, of all the teams you've seen in the Central this season, is Chicago or Minnesota, who do you like best for a long playoff run?
Chicago. I think Oduya is a great fit back there. Getting him with Hjalmarsson again kind of solidifies everything. They just come at you in waves. Obviously they have Taves and Kane and Hossa, and, you know, every time you look out there, it's somebody else. But then they also have brought in some really good players who give them depth forwards. And I like Crawford in that. I just think they're the best team in the West this year. I mean, you hold out hope for a Cinderella story like Calgary or Edmonton, but it just looks like Chicago has the experience, they have the talent, they have the coaching, they have the goaltending, all the things you need to win in the playoffs.
Mike, always great to catch up with you. We'll see you down at the rink.
All right, talk to you soon.